Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Michael O'Malley, VP of Strategy and Business Development at Radware. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we just get started, Michael, and talk a little bit about Radware. What role are you guys playing in the market today?
Sure. Radware is a publicly traded, about $200 million company, and we are focused in two main segments, the enterprise segment, as well as what I'm here talking about today at the big telecom event, which is the carrier space. And in that space, we have two major solution groups that we help carriers with, application delivery controller, or what used to be called load balancers, as well as DDoS security, which is a big and growing market and certainly an emphasis for the carriers these days.
Why don't you tell me, since you've got a focus there, why is there a new challenge around security moving to a virtualized environment, and what is the industry doing to address it?
I wouldn't say there's a new challenge. I would just say that the challenge is becoming more urgent, and the challenge happens to be coinciding with what's happening in virtualization.
Good point.
Right? So when you look at the headlines of what you're seeing, whether that be the Target breach, Sony, banks, etc., you're seeing more and more high-profile security events. It's getting more and more publicized, so it's becoming more and more top of mind. And for the carriers here, it's something that they need to do to secure their own infrastructure to make sure they're not the target of an attack, but it's also an opportunity for them to protect their customers and generate a new revenue stream.
How is Radware addressing this opportunity in particular?
What we've done is we were an early mover into virtualizing our solutions on both sides, both on the ADC side as well as on the security side. So we have currently shipping NFV and SDN applications that carriers can buy today, and we're involved in multiple tier one trials around the world. So we're helping them with that transition to virtualization, in addition to helping them not only with their application delivery controller load balancing needs, but also helping them on the security side as well.
When you look at ADC and the integration of ADC within these solutions, why did you guys decide to move to virtualization early, and what has the market response been for that?
So the market response has been very strong, and you can see that just in the results of all of the Etsy POCs that we see around the globe, right? Many tier one carriers are involved in POCs right now to trial out that technology. And the reason for it is because by virtualizing the ADC, you get a lot of bang for your buck, right? It's a simple case of follow the money. So in that case, we're seeing applications, whether it's virtualizing the load balancer in front of your DNS server, or whether it's virtualizing on the mobile environment in front of the GI LAN so that I can stitch together different services to provide a more personalized service for mobile users. We're seeing a lot of interest in that, and it gives them the ability to do two things. One, the ability to get away from expensive proprietary hardware. Two, it gives them now agility to stitch together services effectively in real time if they want to much better capture consumer demand and give consumers more choice.
What is the relevance of the reliance of industry standards and industry standard infrastructure in the speed of innovation that the industry can respond to? And do you think that that is a continued trend as we move forward in terms of deployments and broad proliferation of these solutions?
I think we've seen standards absolutely accelerate adoption of NFV, and you can see that just from the timeline of first initial adoption of standards to where we are now in terms of POCs. It's moved very quickly. And now we're in the stage where we're past POCs, and now we're solving those next set of problems to move it from POC to full-scale deployment. But I think the focus will shift. It'll be more around orchestration and east-west integration into other applications and more of the logistical things beyond just the get it to work. It'll be more that now that I know it works, how do I scale it and get it into a carrier environment?
When you look at beachhead markets, you described the ADC as an obvious beachhead market for virtualizing within a carrier environment. How about the security space? Do you think that the carriers are looking at that as an initial target as well?
The carriers want to do this on a couple of levels. First of all, they want to virtualize their own security infrastructure in the cloud. Again, it gives them that level of agility. And also in the case of Radware, we give them real-time behavioral analytics that they can use then to make real-time decisions about threats. And that's more and more needed in today's kind of morphing dynamic security environment. So that's one thing. And the other one is virtual CPE. Mm-hmm. We're seeing them want to virtualize the CPE at the enterprise because a big part of the cost of deploying that service is the truck roll to take the person there to bolt down the equipment. So if I can virtualize that piece of equipment, it really speeds their time to market in serving their enterprise customers. And in our case of adding security, it gives the enterprise a better quality service.
Are there any particular challenges that you see ahead that you want to ensure the industry addresses as a whole?
There are absolutely a lot of challenges, and that's the reason this is in lab trials moving to POCs and it's not widely deployed today. And those challenges, I think, are really around a couple of areas. One is around orchestration. How do I get orchestration from a relatively static type of environment where I'm doing interop and making sure all those pieces work to much more fluid? And then the second piece of that is multi-vendor. When I look at where NFV is today and even SDN is today, you see kind of islands of it, right? Because the easiest way to get the technology in the network is for the vendor to put together all of the different pieces that work well for them, but it may not necessarily be all the pieces that work well for the carrier. And then I put a wrapper around those, I test those, I ship those, and that's what I know works. Now I think the standards need to move around interoperability and orchestration so that I can do any orchestration over the top, any vendor, and now I've got Nirvana for the carrier.
You guys are a member of the Intel Network Builders Program. In talking about that ecosystem collaboration, what role does Intel Network Builders play within that?
Intel Network Builders plays an important role, both from the enabling technology around the NICs and the virtual CPUs and things like that, as well as helping the vendor community get together around interop and working together, providing standards that we all leverage and technologies that we all leverage in the fundamental code that we're doing to make sure that we're all accelerating applications in the same way so they effectively play nice with one another. As well as creating that greater ecosystem where at the end of the day, the idea is we're able to take these white box servers and get any application, an application from Radware or vendor B or vendor C to operate on that device. And maybe in some cases with the carrier, I'm going to put all three of those on the same device. So we have to do a better job of working together to make sure that happens. And I think Intel can certainly help and has a role to play there.
I'm sure that we've spurred some interest in the listeners to find out more about what Radware is offering. Where would you send them for more information?
I would send them to radware.com. And then the other place that they can go is we're very active in the industry forums. We're very active with regard to speaking engagements and things like that.
Well, Michael, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for taking the time today to chat.
Thank you very much for having me.